Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, my name is Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. I'm delighted to be joined today by Bill Tom, who is the CEO of Pastoral Transitions. Bill, for nearly 17 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Bill, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great. Thanks, Paul. So a little bit about myself. At Pastoral Transitions, we work with faith-based organizations such as churches to help them navigate leadership transitions with grace while preserving unity within the church. Most churches, just as with most organizations, do not plan for succession. And as a result, they're forced to make a change. They are unprepared and then often executes a transition very poorly, and resulting relational damage to all parties and sometimes church division. We provide wisdom and guidance to turn a leadership change from a divisive event to a unifying event through Christ-centered counsel. So previously, I started my career in Silicon Valley, and I relatively quickly advanced through various leadership positions. I was a VP general manager for various divisions. I then jumped into the private sector, where I acquired, grew, and then sold a mid-sized distribution business. Afterwards, I was able to combine my corporate training with my private business experiences to establish a successful leadership development and executive search firm serving mid-market businesses. So the one area that I'd love to share with your audience, Paul, is one secret that has served me well in all of my career successes. And that is the discipline of succession planning. I can tell you very few leaders and organizations do this. And the ones that try usually do it very poorly. But I can tell you, if you're able to navigate this well, this is a way for you to differentiate yourself as a leader in your organization or in your business. So how does that work? Let me give you a couple of axioms. Number one, succession planning requires you to grow leaders. Mm-hmm. Axiom number two, great leaders, if you're able to do this well, great leaders grow great leaders. So this is like the top 1%. If you're able to do this, growing other leaders, leading them yourselves, you will be a great leader and you will be distinguished for that within your career. So very early on in my corporate career, this discipline of succession planning was drilled into me. And it started with a question where my boss would ask me, what happens if you were hit by a truck tomorrow? And how will the organization continue? As a result, I had to mentor and coach up potential replacements for me. But as I was successful, I discovered that I was beginning to get afforded promotion opportunities because I had my replacement ready to slide in. Let me share a couple of tactics I used. Number one was, wherever I was, when I went on vacation and was out of town, I would always rotate having one of my direct reports sit in my chair as an acting VP, and I would bestow upon them all the authority and responsibilities that I had. So I had to entrust them to be able to do my job while I was gone. Well, obviously, for me to be able to do that, I needed to be able to coach them up, to mentor them, to train them to be able to take on those responsibilities and to make those decisions as I would. And the second tactic I passed on to all my direct reports, the same discipline that was forced upon me, and that was, I would ask them, if you got hit by a truck tomorrow, what would happen to the organization? So it forces them to develop their people for their replacement to be able to slide in. Now, in my distribution business, I acquired it, grew it, we almost doubled it in size. And when it came to a point where I had to sell it, I ended up essentially identifying and coaching up my replacement, and I contracted that individual to be attached to my firm. So upon sale, the company was self-sustainable with this leader in place. And that resulted in a much higher business valuation sales price for my business. So I was able to then replicate this model in leadership development for my clients when I opened up my business advisory firm, helping other clients develop strong leadership teams that would result in increased business valuations when they sold. And guess what? By incorporating this top-down mindset of succession and developing and mentoring new leaders, you just created a culture of nurturing human capital. And I can tell you, most assets of the company tend to depreciate, but the human capital is the only asset that can appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, the organization is successful, and usually you are as well. So let me finish by summarizing. Number one, great leaders grow great leaders. And number two, succession planning motivates you to mentor and coach new leaders that empowers the organization's success as well as your own personal career success.
Oh, Bill, thanks ever so much for your real practical and clear insights into how to help people and organizations be their best. I really do appreciate you taking a few minutes with you today, and I especially admire, obviously, the work that you're doing with churches. Just a quick message out to our subscribers to keep an eye on the events page, because you'll see events coming up that either myself or our employees are speaking at, most of which are free for you to attend. Bill, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Sure.
Bill, thanks ever so much, and really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Bill.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.